Hello and welcome to my kitchen in Cork. It's Paul O'Mahony talking to you the day after he did some cooking. I was invited to the birthday party of a really good friend and invited to bring some food. So I decided I was going to make an exotic salad. So the purpose of this brew is to share with you the ingredients. The actual what you do is so simple, you just throw all these things in together. But I wanted to just share with you the sort of ingredients that I use to make this particular salad. I began using up some old rice that I had cooked the day before. So that went first of all into a bowl. This was pre-cooked rice. I then sliced some ginger, some fresh ginger. I sliced it very thin and threw that in and littered it all through the salad I'm going to describe. I boiled some potatoes. I actually steamed the potatoes, but that's irrelevant. And when they were ready, I chopped them into pieces and poured olive oil and balsamic vinegar on them. And I tossed some salt, which was full of oregano in it, on top of that. I then got a load of black olives and tossed those in. Oh, I cut most of them up, but I got fed up and decided I'd chuck them whole in. I got 7 eggs and boiled them and chopped the eggs up and put those in. I got 3 pieces of organic, what do you call this stuff? Organic celery. And put those in. I got some choritos. Choritos fort, F-O-R-T, pure pork. I guess I should have said four. But anyway, that was a load of that. Chopped that in too. I'm eating some of it now just to try and... Oh yes, I got some green, red and yellow peppers. I cut them up. I put them in the... oven. I roasted them until the skin came off, and then I cut the nice, sweet, delicious meat of the peppers up. I got some chopped choy, and I chopped that up very small as well. I had very few tomatoes, but I threw a few of those in as well, and poured olive oil and balsamic vinegar into the whole thing on top, just to make sure it was nice and moist. I got some fresh basil and threw that in on top at the end. And then there were a couple of other things I did. I got a fennel and I sliced that up very thin, chucked that in. And I got fennel seeds. Just whole fennel seeds, threw them into. I like kind of aniseedy stuff. So that went in. And at this point, I can't remember if anything else went into it. But it turned out very nice. So there you are. It's, all you need is a very big bowl and a willingness to chuck a whole lot of things in on top. And that's my cooking yesterday. And today I'm eating the leftovers. So it's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio to you. Goodbye.